always say if we stay focused, faithful, and following, God will produce the blessings. And that's what we did during that entire process. And as Eugene stated, I tried sending other pastors over there to get the building. And Eugene said to me, I don't know if you remember, he said, the reason it didn't work for those other pastors, the building was meant for you. God, you keep sending other people over here, and impact's supposed to be here.
Welcome to today's Mid-South Viewpoint. Hi, I'm Byron Tyler. Glad you could join us. Always a pleasure to get together with those in our community who are impacting Christ's kingdom in some great ways, reaching out into different areas of our community. And we've talked before, the 6 o'clock news is always reporting tragedy, death, robbery, crime, gangs, and those things unfortunately are happening in our city, in our community. But there's also some wonderful things happening you don't get to hear about as much. So that's why we're excited to feature those on this program, Mid-South Viewpoint. I have finally gotten a friend of mine in the studio, Michael Ellis, pastor of Impact Baptist Church in Frazier, and you, the first African-American president of the Tennessee Baptist Convention. And I think that's quite an honor.
It's humbling, Byron, really. And it just says so much about our convention.
That has been how many years ago? Because you have already gone through one, two, how many terms now?
Not last year, but the year before last. I was the president.
Is it just a one-year term?
Yes.
I didn't know if it was a continual thing. You had to have like a hostile takeover to lose your position or what would take place. So you do choose a new president every year.
Yes. It's pretty much set up where the president is voted in from the region where the convention is going to be the next year. So if the convention was in Knoxville in East Tennessee this year, it's going to be in Middle Tennessee next year. So while we were in East Tennessee, we voted in a president from Middle Tennessee.
So that just kind of rotates every year?
Yes.
Okay. You served your term gladly, I guess?
Humbly, and enjoyed every minute of it. Met some great believers throughout our state and our country. Just had a wonderful time.
What was probably one of the most interesting experiences during that 1 year during your term?
Well, I met a gentleman maybe around 90 years old. We were at a church in Middle Tennessee, and he came up to me after the service, Byron, and he grabbed me by my hand and shook my hand and with tears in his eyes. And he said to me, "I finally got a chance to meet you. Never thought I would, but I'm just so excited. Didn't think I would live to see the day where our convention would have an African-American president. And I'm so thankful to God." Brought tears to my eyes, brother.
It's bringing Amen. Tears to my eyes as you're sharing the story. And you talk about humbling. That is quite humbling. And think about how God raised you up just for that particular time. And the work of Impact Baptist Ministries is phenomenal. It's great. If our listeners, Bot Radio listeners, aren't familiar with the work, you're going to be catching up today as we share about some things happening. I first met you, I don't know how many years ago it was, but that time at the Frazier Shopping Center on Watkins, which was the Impact Baptist Ministries, an outreach of Bellevue Baptist Church.
Correct.
Where you were pastor and doing ministry there.
Right.
You're retired Navy, too, by the way.
21 faithful years, brother. It was wonderful.
Thank you for your service.
My honor. Thank you.
Men and women like you, we salute. Thank you so much for your contribution for our protection and freedom as Americans. Always like to tell our vets that and those who have served, because that's true. We really do appreciate it. But God has just done phenomenal things. Every time I'm talking to you, there's something new going on. Lives are being impacted for Christ, and particularly the Frazier community, and that's what we're focusing on today. We also want to welcome to our program two outstanding men. One who has been on our program before, Victor Waits, is the pastor of West Frazier Baptist Church. Vic, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
How long has it been? Has it been a couple of years?
Yes.
About two years.
About two years. And then we also are privileged to welcome Eugene Norris, who is pastor of Range Hills Baptist Church. Eugene, good to see you, too.
Good to see you, Byron.
We've got three pastors in one room. What's exciting about this, they're going to agree on the topic today.
Amen.
They are in one accord. How did you guys, Michael, get hooked up?
God. That's the summation of it. Well, we're all a part of Mid-South Baptist Association, so we're friends. We've known one another for years, and Vic and I, God just connected us. And I like what Vic has a term that he uses, forever family. I'm sure he'll say something about that, but God made us forever family for a forever reason, to deal with his timing and different things that happen in the ministry, that we need one another. We need one another. We needed a place to worship. Vic and I, we already knew one another. We were friends because we had a music academy at Impact when we were on Watkins, and Vic was our piano instructor. So when we needed a place to worship, the Lord just led me to Vic and to Wes Frazier, and didn't take the typical Southern Baptist process.
Well, there was a dynamic here I think we need to talk about, because we look at the Impact Baptist ministry, which was exploding.
Yes, sir.
Growing. People were coming to Christ. People were being ministered to. We look at the other dynamic of Wes Frazier Baptist, Vic, a church who's had a vital ministry in the Frazier community for many, many years. Life's changed, reaching people for Christ. But the population of the church has gotten older. More people have moved out of your community. Your total population has become less of your church.
That's correct. We've got about 20 or 25 members. But we had a big church that we weren't using. I've been at the church since January 1, 2012. I told them, we're going to fill this building up. And a few other encouraging words, and reminded them it wasn't going to look like it did in 1956 when the church started. God allowed that to happen. God led Michael and me together as friends before we knew there were going to be a need. But it confirmed in my heart that when our forever family hurts, we hurt. When one forever family member has a need, God has already provided the answer. Our job is to be faithful, and God will lead us together. I went to see him at his office for a total different reason. I had a popsicle ministry, and I said, guys, you won't forget, give a cup of cold water. And I said, maybe you'll forgive me for a little artificial sweetener and Kool-Aid, you know, color. Because I had hundreds of kids coming from, I live right on the pathway on a dead end that's right behind Frazier Elementary School. Hundreds of them would come. So I started handing popsicles out. A few of them came in the yard and they would wave, and I'd make friends. And so I'd do that. So they came by the hundreds. I was buying 400, 500 popsicles a month and was telling them, Pastor Vic and Miss Ann love you, but Jesus loves you more. And those kids were listening, and they would come. They'd bring their friends. They'd come back two or three times a day to minister in our neighborhood. I choose to be there so I can be close to my church members. I went to Michael and say, my yard can have a really good backyard Bible club or some type of vacation Bible school or little club or something, but I do need some help, and their presence would help. So that's the way we went. Then I wound up being the keyboard instructor for the academy, and then they needed a place, and the rest is history. But we follow God. He asks us to be faithful. He doesn't ask us to be brilliant. He allows that to some people, and he allows some to be dynamic pastors, some dynamic preachers, some ministers, all the different ways that we can express our Christian witness. But cooperation. I told my congregation, I'm going to teach you one thing, and I hope you remember, if you remember one thing, I'm going to teach you to love each other and love God more. And so almost every time we're together, I say, we're going to love each other extremely and love God supremely. And it's worked for us. It's allowed us to have cohesiveness in a neighborhood, in an area where people overlook or think of in negative terms.
What a story, Michael.
Awesome.
The popsicle man.
Oh, yeah, and he does it well. And Vic said something to me, Byron, that really just blew my mind and took me to another spiritual level. He said to me, Michael, I just couldn't stand to see my president without a building. I never thought of it on that term, on that level. And when he said that to me, it said to me that this brother is special. He has a big heart. I just appreciate him and brothers like Eugene and We just have so many great brothers in our association of churches here in the Mid-South.
We really do. And it's wonderful for us to highlight and feature many of these ministries here as we talk today. Again, just remind our listeners, we have Pastor Michael Ellis of Impact Baptist Church and Ministries, Eugene Norris from Range Hills Baptist, and Victor Waits from West Fraser Baptist today. Heard a story earlier today, comes from the Fraser community, of a 12-year-old girl who attends one of the schools in the Fraser community. She was skipping school for a few days. Same time, the teacher noticed her iPhone was missing. They didn't want to believe that she had taken it because this was an exceptional student. She made great grades, and she was known as working hard and doing a good job academically. And so this pastor was called to join the principal to go to their home and find out, was this true? They went to the house. The door was locked, but they could smell an awful smell coming from the other side of the door. They couldn't get anybody to come to the door. And as they turned to walk away, this young 12-year-old girl was holding an 8-month-old baby and a 2.5-year-old other child in a hand. These were her siblings. Her mother left about a week ago. There was no food in the house. So she took the phone to sell it to a drug dealer to make enough money so she could go buy food to take care of her siblings. That's in our community, and these are our kids. And that's one example, and I'm sure you could share multiple examples of others that this is the next generation that we're talking about. This is the future of our community. And we're looking at high crime rates in our community, high drug rates, high gang rates, and all these things. So it's time for the church to step in and be the church, wouldn't you say, gentlemen?
If ever there was a time, it's time.
Byron, I'd just like to say that God is alive and doing well in Fraser. God has called us there for a purpose, and his purpose is that we reach not only those to whom we minister, but those who are in our community. I see the opportunity that Impact Ministry has brought, and I thank God for Vic. We've made some steps to try to involve our sister churches in the area. We have a little fellowship over at Piccadilly on Wednesday. All of our local pastors, we come together and we fellowship.
Which Piccadilly?
It's on Stage Road off of Covington.
11:30 every Wednesday.
Yes. I've seen the hand of God in working with Mike and also with Vic in connection not only with Impact, but in our own individual ministries that God has given us through Range Hills and West Fraser Baptist Church. We've set a goal to try to encourage one another. Not only do we have joint fellowship, but we have joint revival services, and we've also had joint services with conferences. We had a conference on creation that we involved our sister churches in. God has used our work there at Range Hills to, I'd say, fill in the gaps, because Mike was praying for a place to come that would have plenty of room and plenty of opportunity. In October, September of the year, the last part of 2014, Rugby Hills Baptist Church, under the leadership of Bill Pierce, we started talking and we made a merger of our churches, and we merged two churches in the area. We're about the same size numerically and otherwise. We had our first service in January the 4th, 2015. But we had a building. We had a tremendous building. We didn't know what we were going to do with it. It was basically, the way it was viewed, was an albatross on our back. We didn't know what to do with it. We were praying to God to give us direction. We didn't know what we were going to do. We were just going to join. We did what we felt like God wanted us to do. We had a storm, a freezing ice storm in February, and we had damage in the roof of our building, severe, but because of our merger, we were able to work out through the insurance company, and they put a new roof on that building. They were able to do things that we couldn't do ourselves, and we saw the intervention of God and his actions and how he answered our prayers. He was answering our prayer because we wanted a church in that building. Yeah. We wanted a ministry in that building. We wanted one of our Baptist churches in that ministry. Brother Mike was the man that God put on my heart to be a part of that. And so we worked for the next year finishing up the building, and we were asking Mike to try to find us somebody that could be a tenant, and he was sending us folks to talk to us. None of the folks who come were able to make any kind of decisions or do anything, and finally asked, I said, Brother Mike, would you consider a building? It's a tremendous building. It has 38 rooms, auditorium, full kitchen, fellowship hall, and everything. just great for an expanding of ministry. Brother Mike prayed about it and considered, but I felt in my heart that God was working to not only fix our building, but to prepare it for somebody.
Well, Eugene, how tempting, or even was it a temptation for you as a pastor to look at the situation, the population of your church, the changing dynamics of your community, and say, maybe it was time for us to sell this facility, to not have church here, put my resume in other markets to look for other positions? Was that ever a temptation?
Well, we felt like God was still involved because he was bringing congregations together to strengthen us. We were a small church. Rugby was a small church. God seemed to have an open door to join two congregations. And this, I think, was a prayer, an answer from God. I believe that God has preserved both our congregations through strengthening us and also helping to bring a third congregation to the building, because it was an opportunity. I could tell you there were a lot of prayers went up over the circumstances. It was over our leadership. We had nothing but God to answer and let us know where we were headed.
Well, Michael, talk about how that change and how that joining of those two churches. Of course, Vic has already shared his heart and how his congregation was open for impact to use the facilities, the growth that you were experiencing, the outreach you were experiencing as to further your outreach, continue your outreach. How does the ministry that Eugene and the church there at Range Hills play into all this?
Well, you know, Byron, I truly believe with God, everything is about timing. It was timing. When we went to West Fraser with Vic and his congregation, it was about timing. I remember, I'll never forget Vic telling me that when I asked him about coming in with them, he said, we were just praying about a church coming into our worship center, and their roof needed repairing. And we were able to go in and perform that for them, and some other repairs needed to be done. And where he had an older congregation, they weren't physically able to do those kind of things, and we were able to do that for them. They needed that at that time. And so we were there, and then while we were there, we received a phone call from our association, Mid-South Baptist Association, telling us that North Fraser Baptist Church was available. We could move into that facility. But we were with Vic, and we were fine. And Vic and I had talked about some future things, and we were looking forward to some things together, being that forever family. And then, I don't know if you know Dow Roberts. He was worshiping, I think, in a hotel at the time. And I told the association, hey, Dow needs a church. Ask him if he would like to build it. And then at that time, God was working with Eugene and Rugby Hills and Brother Bill Pierce, and all the timing situations were working. I always say if we stay focused, faithful, and following, God will produce the blessings. And that's what we did during that entire process. And as Eugene stated, I tried sending other pastors over there to get the building. And Eugene said to me, I don't know if you remember, he said, the reason it didn't work for those other pastors, the building was meant for you. God, you keep sending other people over here, and Impact's supposed to be here.
So does that mean if Impact moves into the facility there at Range Hills?
No.
At Rugby.
Rugby.
See, Rugby.
Clifton.
Yeah, Rugby and Range Hills combined, and Rugby moved out of Rugby Hills facility into the Range Hills facility.
Right. Correct.
On Fraser Boulevard.
Okay, so the facility that Rugby once occupied is the building we're talking about now.
Correct.
Okay, and that is the new home of Impact Baptist Ministries.
That's our new home. What we needed a bigger space.
So you said goodbye to Vic.
No, I didn't say goodbye. I said, see you later. we'll see you later, my brother. Hey, we went to lunch today, and as Eugene stated, we have lunch on Wednesdays. We're forever family.
Sure. And I said that jokingly, obviously. There's still so much happening and potential happening. What God is up to, like you said, a matter of timing, and how God's continuing to bond and unite your ministries together for the greater cause. I mean, you guys have laid down There's no pride here. This is truly, correct me here, Vic, and talk about the dynamic of doing this all for Jesus.
Well, that's true. There's no room for pride.
Amen.
And we just recently mentioned about them leaving. We were happy to see them come, and we were proud that they had a building of their own that God provided for them, but it hurt like a kid leaving home. So I just have more necks to hug, more friends to have, more people to love, and they still love me. Amen. And it's a blessing when you let the Lord work, get yourself out of the way, and be available.
Well, and as you mentioned, you guys are having joint services together, too, joint worship times together.
Yeah, we're getting ready to have a fish fry.
Who's catching the fish?
Well, somebody else will catch them. We're going to purchase it from
Oh, probably Mid-South Fish Company or something like that.
But we needed more space, Byron, and it's a beautiful facility at West Fraser. We're in the process of being approved by the state to do an after-school feeding program for children in the different schools and locations inside the facility. On the building, it doesn't say Impact Baptist Church and Ministries. It simply says Impact Ministry Center on the building. And we want it to be a one-stop shop of resources for our community.
So not only feeding program, but you have other dreams too.
Well, actually, they're no longer dreams. They're reality. Right now, we have a K-12 Christian school that meets in the building. We have Hope Works. Hope Works took over the GED and adult education program from MESIC for the state. They're doing GED in the building Monday through Fridays. We've got WIN, the Workforce Investment Network, with the career centers around the city. They're in the building. We have 5 for 5, which is a children literacy program in the building. We've got a computer program, a computer training program in the building. We just acquired some sewing machines. We're going to have sewing classes in the building. Then there's other entities that want to come in. We've talked with the food stamp people about the possibility of them coming in, and we want to get with the health department. And every opportunity to bring people into your building is an opportunity to share Christ with people who probably won't get a chance to go into any church building. And that's the way we see it. We're going to pump everybody up with Jesus. That's what it's all about.
This is incredible. This is so exciting to hear these stories and what's happening in our community. And again, things that you don't hear on the news, don't have as much time to, for one thing. But now we have this half-hour show together to let our listeners know how they can pray and how they can connect. Yeah. Is there needs that you would have as an outreach there? Listeners could possibly join you on.
Well, I don't know if you remember, and I'll allow these brothers also to share some of their needs. But you remember we had Baby Store supply resources to mothers with babies and just about every resource that you could think of. This was something that we had with the mayor, but now it's no longer with the mayor. We're on our own. So we still have the Baby Store, but we need resources there with car seats, Pampers, playpens, high chairs, different things like that. We don't sell any item for any amount of money. The only thing the mothers have to do is earn points by going to their prenatal care classes, appointments, training on how to be a good parent, things like that. They earn points and they can come and shop.
That's how we are fighting the infant mortality rate in our county, which, by the way, has dropped, thankfully.
Because of the different baby stores.
Yes, just like that. Okay. Well, our time's slipping away as we wrap up. Eugene and Vic, let's hear from you. Needs that our community could possibly pray for you about and help you in your ministry.
Well, we're praying for more of an outreach in our community. We want to work with Impact Ministries and Brother Vic in the area that we might be able to encourage our brothers and sisters in our local churches to present the gospel to our community. Of course, we're in the process of starting the WANA with our youth. We've had 17 on the first Sunday night. We're doing a good work there. Just pray for our church and our ministries there that we might be stronger and that we might be more involved in the community.
Community outreach is one thing that we're concerned about, that you can pray for, being available to the community Another Vicism is get out of the pew with the few and outside the wall with the all. And we want to do that through the cooperation that we've done with Impact Church and West Fraser. We have shown a community that we can link arms and march to Zion together in areas that think we're supposed to be divided by a reality that neither one of us got to choose. And it can be done. So I pray that the neighborhoods will be sensitive to seeing God's work across areas that have been divisive, especially in our city over right. so many years.
Yeah. And Vic, I was going to say, if anybody has a popsicle-making machine they're not using, they could drop it off to Vic's place. Huh?
Right.
And Byron, I almost forgot something that's time-sensitive. You know, at the beginning of the school year, everybody does a back-to-school supply giveaway. But I think we forget that after the holidays in January, most of our children have depleted their supplies. So Impact is teaming up with the Memphis Police Department in the Tennessee Baptist Convention, and we're having a back-to-school supply giveaway on the second Saturday in January at Impact. And if anyone out there would like to donate some items, some school paper, folders, pens, pencils, to help with that, we would love to receive them, and our children would definitely appreciate it.
How can we contact you?
901-415-5748, and we're at 2025 Clifton, where I'm just so grateful to my brothers, Pastor Eugene Norris and Pastor Victor Waits, for helping us out.
And real quickly, gentlemen, we'll give contact for you too. Eugene, somebody wanted to contact you.
We're at 2741 Fraser Boulevard. Call 901-357-5560 and get our office there.
And Vic?
West Fraser Baptist Church is on 835 Whitney. The telephone number is 901-357-5815. Call for more information. Our services, we have a 9:30 Bible study on Wednesday morning. It's available for all. One of the visions we have is to make it a community Bible study. One time we had 7 churches represented in our Bible study. Sometimes our Bible study is more productive than ours.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we're going to have to say goodbye. We're going to have you come back. Thank you so much.
Well, maybe you'll come to us.
Hey, I'll come to you guys next time. We'll make that happen. Michael, Eugene, Victor, God bless you. Thank you for what each of you are doing for Christ's kingdom. Thanks for being our guest today on Mid-South Viewpoint.
Thank you, Byron.
Thank you.
Friends, that's all the time we have on today's program. Thanks for stopping by. I'm Byron Tyler. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.